There's a message enough just in the words of song tonight. Our speaker this evening has become, over the last several years, a good friend of mine. We've had him to preach in the church here. Every time that I hear Brother Wayne preach, he stirs my heart. He spent 10 years in the Air Force, and those 10 years really changed his life. It was during that time that he, first of all, came to know Christ as Savior. Shortly after that, he gave his heart and his life to Christ and surrendered to do the will of God. And God has equipped him over these last years in tremendous ways in teaching and leadership. We had him 2 years ago to come and speak to our school staff, our teachers, on our teacher orientation days, and encourage us as we began the year. And Brother Wayne McCray is an evangelist, a preacher, a member of Crossroads Baptist Church. Brother Kenny Baldwin is his pastor. And he holds 3 degrees, and each one of them he graduated with a 4.0. And I think that deserves our listening tonight and our hearing tonight. But he's become a good friend of ours. I promise you tonight, if you'll listen to him in his time, that your heart will be challenged and you'll learn things that, if applied, can help us in our lives. Brother Wayne McCray, you come if you would, please.
Good evening, everyone. It is indeed a special joy to be with you this evening. And congratulations, graduates. This is what you've been looking forward to, right? It's a graduation signifying a closing of a chapter in life, but it's also a commencement signifying the beginning of a new chapter. And I am excited as to what God has done in your lives, and I'm excited about what He will do in your futures. It's a tremendous thing that you've come to support them and be here tonight to celebrate what God has done and will do in their lives. If you have your Bibles handy, go with me to the book of Ephesians chapter number 2. Ephesians chapter number 2, I'll read a few verses there. I'll try to read them clearly. If you do not have a Bible, that's okay. I have with me tonight my wife Patrice and our daughter Crystal. We praise the Lord for them every single day, and it's a joy to have them with us this evening. Ephesians chapter number 2 says this, beginning in verse number 8, it says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." Father, use your word in each of our hearts, we pray. Certainly in the hearts of these precious young people graduating. Honor yourself, glorify the Lord Jesus, work freely by your Spirit. We ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Ephesians chapter number 2 teaches many things about the grace of God and our great salvation. Going through a Christian school, I assume that all of you have trusted Christ as your Savior. You've walked with Him now for years. You have looked to Him in making decisions. Well, the news is, going forward, you'll continue to do the same thing. Continue to walk with Him. Continue to look to His Word for guidance. Continue to trust His Spirit to empower and enable you as you pursue His precious will. This passage gives us much insight about God's grace. One of the results of God saving us is that He saved us to serve. Every individual that has ever trusted Christ as Savior was saved for a definite reason, a definite purpose, that we might become servants like the Lord Jesus Christ, that we might follow His model supremely, that we might look to Him for the guidance and direction we would need to make the decisions to continue and pursue servanthood throughout life. No matter what your profession is or what you choose to do with your future, graduates, always have the heart of a genuine servant as you follow the Lord Jesus' lead. Say, Brother McCray, where do you see servant in this passage? Well, we saw in verse 8 that we are indeed saved by God's precious grace through faith. We see that this is not a work of human beings in verse number 9. It's purely by the unmerited favor of God. And God did this for a reason in verse number 10. It says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." There's a word that catches my attention from this tremendous passage. It is the word workmanship. Workmanship. For we as believers are his workmanship. Graduates, you are the handiwork, the workmanship, the craftsmanship of Almighty God. I want you to imagine yourself in the hands of God all your life since you trusted Jesus Christ. You have been there. He has been shaping and molding and fashioning you. The Bible uses the word workmanship. We could use a legitimate synonym for the term of a masterpiece. I want you to pause for just a moment with that thought. A masterpiece. Now, Pastor, how many times do you get up in the morning and look in the mirror and go, "Masterpiece"? Not many of us do. We're kind of reluctant to see ourselves that way. While we know we've made some progress in our lives, while we know God has shaped and formed us and we're not where we used to be, and we're definitely on track to something greater for the glory of God, we find that it's a little bit difficult to say about ourselves that we're masterpieces. But I want to help you with that, if I might please. When the Bible uses this kind of language, it's seeing you in your full potential. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ is indeed the model and the full image that the believer is to become and aspire to be. Am I okay, Pastor? Jesus Christ is. If your estimation of the Lord Jesus is anything like what the Bible portrays him to be, if you see him as clearly as the Bible portrays him and you're going to be like him in the end, then you too will say masterpiece, right? To some degree, we look at ourselves and we say, "Yes, I'm just simply a cow's ear," or is it a sow's ear? Sow's ear. We see ourselves as simply a sow's ear. But God has been making silk purses out of sow's ears since he created man and man fell. Amen? And graduates, I want to encourage you to see yourself as being shaped and formed and molded and built and guided to fulfill the very image of Jesus Christ. God wants you to be just like Jesus. When God looks at you, he wants to be reminded of his glorious Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. That is success, graduates. That is success. Knowing God's plan and fulfilling it and becoming like Jesus Christ in a gradual, progressive process is indeed God's will and plan for every single child of God. And so I want you to do something with me, graduates. I want you to do it. Though you don't feel it, though it doesn't seem real, this is where you will be one day in glory when God's finally done with you. Are you understanding me? I want you to confess something based on the scriptures. I am a masterpiece of God. Can you say it? Not much conviction in that. How many of you are convinced? I mean, really. Can we try it again? I am a masterpiece of God.
I am a masterpiece of God.
Believe it. Because that's how the Bible portrays you. You say, "Brother McCray, that's not a reality for me now." I didn't say it is a reality right now. You're in process. You're in progress. God is molding and shaping you that you will ultimately become the masterpiece of God. Amen. That is a tremendous thought. Now, the Bible goes on to say something else here that I think is very encouraging to me. The Bible tells us how God is doing this. It says we are created in Christ Jesus unto good works. This creation in Christ Jesus started the very moment we trusted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Do you remember that day, graduates? That day that you trusted Jesus Christ as your very own Savior, your very own Lord, where you acknowledge your own sin and you look to Jesus Christ as God's provided solution for the sin problem. Amen? What a joy it was to trust him. What a joy it was to know forgiveness of sin. What a joy it was to have a brand new beginning because of faith in Jesus Christ. Well, that was only the beginning, graduates, correct? Because what God began in you, he wants to complete in you and perfect in you. You see, Paul said it this way in Philippians chapter 1 and verse number 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen? And so what God began when he saved you initially, he will progressively work in you and through you to bring you to the place where you are complete in Jesus Christ. And God will persevere in that work for the entirety of your Christian experience until Jesus comes to receive us unto himself. Amen. That's a glorious thought, beloved. So God's not done with you yet. He's only really just begun. I wish with all my heart that as I said at my graduation, somebody told me that. I wish that. Because you see, seniors, you're gonna make a few mistakes along the way. I have. Everyone in this room that's honest will admit they have as well. But I want to assure you of something. And I want you to be confident about something. What God began in you, he will never abandon. He will never forsake you. His goal is to make you like Jesus. He will never forsake that agenda. That's encouraging. When we stumble, when we fail, God does not quit loving. God does not quit shaping and molding and fashioning. God does not stop his work. He works to the place where he aligns us again afresh with his great plan for us. Amen? Believe that, beloved. Not only that you are a masterpiece, but that God will persevere in the work he began when he created you in Jesus Christ. Keep that close to heart. Life will present its challenges. It will also present its temptations. You can be steadfast in the Lord. He will not forsake you. The world ahead of you may seem intimidating. The potential of a young person graduating from high school and becoming consumed with the things of this life and the things of this world is great. Young people testify in an article I read maybe 9 years ago. It was astounding how rapidly young people abandon their faith, though they were raised in church, as soon as they graduate. It's astounding. You do not have to become a statistic in that regard. Amen. Be encouraged, graduate. Fear not. The Lord is with you. I would say that certainly puts the odds in your favor. Now notice something else here that this passage says. It says that we're created in Christ Jesus unto good works. While good works have nothing to do with our becoming Christians, once we are Christians, God's design is that we might be productive, that we might flourish in doing good works, good deeds. The question naturally arises, Pastor, as to what then is God's good deeds and good works that he has prescribed for me? That would be a good question, wouldn't it be, graduates? How do I know those things? How can I discover that? Do you understand that God has a blueprint with your name on it? And in that blueprint, he's prescribed exactly what he wants you to be beyond what you have been. Isn't that exciting? I can tell you're thrilled about that. That's thrilling, beloved. Because I can recall in my life having it figured out, knowing where I was going and what I was going to do with my life. I had a 30-year career plan in the Air Force, and God said, wait a minute, time out, Wayne. I'm going to save you and redirect you. And God took us all the way to Germany for 18 years. That wasn't in my plan. But it was on God's blueprint for me. We discovered that through the Word and through prayer and through walking with God intimately. God disclosed that. And he's not one to play favorites. What he did for us, what he did for Pastor, what he did for so many more in this room, he will do for you. Stay in the Word. It will renew your mind so that you can prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Don't you want to know what it is? Don't you know that God has not taken his will for you and hid it behind his back so that you can't know? He has not done that. God is so bold in wanting you to know His will that He wrote it down. He wrote it down so He would not miss it. You don't have to find the will of God as if it's hidden or lost. You just need to present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Refuse to be conformed to this world. Instead, choose consciously to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. As a consequence of renewing your mind in the Scriptures, you will prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen? It's not a secret as to how you figure it out. Amen? It's through the Word. It's through saturating your soul that you become a living contradiction to the culture, standing boldly and modeling what it means to be authentically Christian. Christian schools don't exist to produce just another citizen. That's not why they exist. They exist to reproduce Christ in the lives of the students that they might go on and change and touch the world. For Christ. For Christ. No pressure, right? Oh, be confident, beloved, that as God has led you thus far, He will continue to lead. He will continue to guide. What He began in you, He will not forsake. You can trust Him. He will not stop loving you because you make a mistake along the way. Trust Him. Return to Him. Look to Him. He restores and He refashions and He continues and persists in His effort to make you more like Jesus Christ. And beloved, you know already that what this world needs is more Christ. Brilliantly shining forth through you and me. Wherever God takes you, graduates, may Christ shine forth through each of you. Now, I can't pretend I know what the good works are that are on God's list for you. I've discovered some of what's on my list. I know that. I know that part. And it's a good knowledge. It's a sweet knowledge. I wake up every day with a sense of purpose. That I'm walking in a definite design. And that in doing so, listen to me carefully as I say this. That I am unstoppable until God is done with me. Beloved, there is strength to stand against substantial opposition and temptation when you know that. So we are indeed His masterpieces, created in Christ Jesus for a definite reason, unto good works. We were saved to serve. That was part of God's design. That was one of His motivations in saving us, that we might become servants like our Lord Jesus Christ. There is an incredible passage. You're familiar with it. It's Philippians chapter number 2, verse number 5. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made Himself of no reputation and took upon Him the form of a servant. The mindset, the attitude, the focus of all of God's people should be that we are servants. And this world needs that. People who serve Christ with their very existence. Number one, reaching them with the gospel. Number two, teaching them in the things of God. A valuable education has been given to you. It's an endowment. And what you've learned, you pass on to others. You've been blessed for these years in this Christian school. But those blessings are not exclusively for you. As you know, you're to pass them on to others by sharing your faith, by discipling those who come to Christ, by being in church and staying in church and refusing to be just another Christian who dropped out along the way as they chose professional life over the things of God. Will you do it? My prayer is that you would. If the Lord stays his coming, you know what would be wonderful? To return 20 years from now and to see all three of you still strong in the Lord. Still reaching people through your witness and through your life. Still sharing the truths of God's word and building Christian character into the fiber of converts. Still in church, walking with God. Still in the word and treasuring it more as it speaks to you and guides you. Realizing all along that God will never abandon the work he began in you until it's brought to full fruition. That's our prayer for you. For everyone that has invested, for everyone that has dismissed their own needs to make sure that your needs would be satisfied. For all those who stayed up late and studied long and studied hard, investing in you, you honor their sacrifices by following through. Amen. You honor their sacrifices. No pressure, right? No pressure. You walk with the Lord. You don't have to make it happen by yourself. He is with you. He will enable you. He will strengthen you. Follow him. Everyone I know who ever chose to truly follow the Lord Jesus has no regrets. Amen? Amen. Pastor, I sense that the Lord is done here, at least as far as my part is concerned. That means I sit down and shut up. I've learned that much.